Hey, friends, from wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope that you're having a great day. If you came here today feeling heavy and burdened and like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, I hope that you leave better than you came. I just appreciate you for showing up today. Man, seriously, like you could have been anywhere doing anything, being consumed by whatever energy, and you decided that stopping here for 10 minutes or less to hang out with all of us was worth your time. So I hope it is. Today I want to talk about dust, right? So a few months ago, I was pulling into my driveway and I saw what appeared to be a bird, like having a fit, child, on the ground, just flopping around. I thought he was dying for real. So I started recording it so that I could show my husband, because I was like, oh my goodness, look at this bird. And I wanted to send to my husband so that he could properly advise me what to do, because on my own, I'm just going to run over there and try to pick up the bird. And, you know, sometimes my impulses land me in some difficult spaces. So I rely on my husband to help me balance through my thoughts sometimes, right? So as I'm recording, I noticed that this bird stops flopping around and just starts walking. And I was like, what the world? So I Google bird flopping around in my front yard. And up popped dust baths. And I was like, what is a dust bath? I had never heard of this before. Like, I've heard of, you know, bird baths, the little things that, you know, older people would have in their front yards when I was younger. And you'd see birds kind of getting in there, flopping around. Sometimes they turn a little green and get dirty. Yeah, I know them, right? But I never heard of a dust bath. So as I was reading through everything, I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. Birds take baths in dirt because it helps to remove the oil and different debris, you know, that get on their wings, because the oil weighs them down and makes it harder for them to fly. Now, how crazy is that? That oil stopping them from flying can only be removed by getting in dirt. Water can't remove it. Nothing else that this world provides can remove that oil, you know? The birds have to actually get in dust. Something that is dirty, something that is yucky, something that we try to avoid is the only way that they can remove the oil that's required to help them soar higher, right? So as I thought about that, I was like, wow, what if the same thing happens to us? What if in our desire, in our journey, and through the path that God is taking us to reach, you know, higher heights and to soar greater, we have to put a little bit of dust on us. We got to go through some dirty, icky, yucky things. And flopping around in that dust might make you look crazy, might make people think you might be dying because you appear to be losing it, right? But in that process of bathing in that dust, of getting knee deep in the dirt, of taking on the task of maybe not having life look so pretty, you release some things that would weigh you down, and you're able to come out of that and fly higher than you've ever flown before. So today, I just want to encourage you that if you are in a season of dust, if you feel like you're carrying a whole bunch of mess, you are going through a whole lot of dirty situations, you feel like you keep finding yourself in spaces that don't really fit you, maybe you Hillary, you know, just for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Maybe you find yourself a little bougie, huh? And you wonder, how do I keep finding myself in these spaces that don't really look like me, don't feel good to me? I feel like not my best self here, but I also feel like God put me here and that there's something here for me. Well, baby, it just might be your season of dust bath. You just might have to go through the struggles and all of the little dirty situations in order to come out of that thing better. And that's what I'm trusting. I'm trusting that if God created the bird to not worry about a thing because he was going to provide, and he provided the bird with even the dust bath to make sure that, you know, they could soar higher, they could go further, and that they wouldn't have things to worry about, then you got to understand that he's done the same thing to you. And it may not be a little dirt patch in my front yard. It may be a situation at work. It may be something with the family. It may be, you know, staying in a home longer than you wanted to because you were hoping you'd be able to buy, and that hasn't happened yet. But whatever you're going through, whatever your situation is, if you trust the Lord with it and you do your part in it, then you come out of it better than you went in. All right, let us pray, friend. Heavenly Father, I just come to you today, Lord, just thankful for it all. Lord, the dust, because we know that when the dust settles, the vision is clearer. Lord, we thank you for the times that are rough, because we know that in those spaces, you are building us to come out of it better. Lord, we thank you for everything that strengthens us, even when we feel like we are losing our minds. Lord, thank you for being the one constant in a world full of variables. Thank you for sending people to help us along our journeys. Thank you for providing us clarity when our vision is oh so cloudy. Thank you for allowing us to cry out, to weep, Lord, and for not calling us weak. Lord, for us finding strength in the moments that we declare that we might need a little more help. Lord, I just thank you for every opportunity that you give us to serve, every opportunity that you allow us to grow into the best versions of ourselves. Lord, that we are not only showing up for ourselves when we band together with like-minded people, when we fall on our knees to scream out to you asking for guidance, Lord, but we are preparing a room for others to do better as well, Lord, because you are teaching us to advance and enhance your kingdom. So I just thank you for every opportunity, no matter how it may feel, that we know that it is good because it is all ordained and designed by you. Lord, I thank you for the day and whatever it entails. I thank you for tomorrow and whatever it will bring. And I thank you that all of our yesterdays are working towards our benefit. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, friends. Don't forget to invite somebody. God says when two or more are together, well, you know the rest. See you next time.